Welcome to this week's More to the Story on WNCW. I'm your host, Paul Foster. My guest this week is politics reporter with WFAE Public Radio in Charlotte, Steve Harrison. Of course, WFAE, a leading news source in the Queen City and Mecklenburg County and throughout the state. Steve, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Steve, let's begin with schools in Mecklenburg County. And of course, this has been a big topic all over North Carolina. Different school systems can make their own decisions going with these different plans that have been laid out by the governor and the state of North Carolina. But it seems like there's a lot going on when it comes to Mecklenburg County schools.
That's right. Like, as you said earlier, the governor laid out the option that the most schools could do was the hybrid of online reduced capacity schooling, basically. And then in Mecklenburg County, Charlotte Mecklenburg Schools voted last week to do essentially all online learning indefinitely. The students will come back in small groups for the first 2 weeks of schools, meet their teachers, get their technology, then we'll go to online learning indefinitely. You know, this was obviously a very difficult vote, very controversial vote. What kind of swayed it in terms of moving toward online only was the school district did a survey of teachers and staff. Close to 90% said they'd be willing to return. There was about 10% that said they would not be comfortable going back into the classroom or the school because of COVID. And that really tipped the scales in terms of going all online.
Steve, since their initial announcement was made, is it there now some opposition coming from some county leaders that don't agree with what the school board has decided to do?
The vote at the school board was 7-1 with one abstaining. And then it's interesting, if you look at the Mecklenburg's government, the county commission, which oversees the health department, they've really been kind of the most adamant about putting on new restrictions on the county. They've been talking about a second stay-at-home order, rolling back some of the reopening. And the county manager has said, no, we don't need to do that because our hospitals are in good shape. So it's interesting. A lot of the elected officials here are either supporting what the school board did or not opposing it. But I do think there's been some opposition, a lot of frustration among parents who are scrambling to find daycare for their young children, and who are just concerned about their children overall, whether they're going to be learning. There was one Mecklenburg commissioner, Velma Leek, who represents a low-income area near Center City, and she did write the school board and said, you know, that she's really concerned about the disparities in terms of low-income children's access to technology, them falling further behind in school. But that has not been the common voice. The common voice has either been everyone supporting this or at least not being vocal about it.
Let's jump to another subject now, Steve, and that has to do with alcohol sales. Now, I know Charlotte and or Mecklenburg County has been one of the locations, and not the only one, to say if you are a restaurant or a bar that's been able to open and you're serving alcohol, should we have a curfew, a cutoff each night, because that could cut into the large amount of ever-growing COVID pandemic cases. What's the details on that?
Well, it looks like that Mecklenburg County will enact this 10 p.m. cutoff on alcohol sales. It's not for the entire county, because in Mecklenburg, you know, Charlotte is obviously the largest city, but there are other towns involved. And to make it a countywide thing, all of the towns have to sign on. There are at least two towns that won't do that. But the idea is that, you know, here in Charlotte, COVID cases are not growing exponentially, but they are high. And there's a feeling among Mecklenburg commissioners that we need to do something. We need to try and have cases go down. And so we've done the mask. We have universal masks, or like we talked about earlier, going to basically all online school. Now, kind of this next step is cutting off alcohol sales, and we'll see if that makes any difference, because there's been a lot of pictures of, you know, young people out at restaurants and breweries and places like that congregating, and it's gotten people concerned.
Yeah, and I've heard about that too, these pictures where not too many people are wearing masks, they're not doing the recommended social distancing, and with alcohol playing a part, that's certainly been talked about. Our guest right now is Steve Harrison of WFAE Public Radio, our friends in the Queen City of Charlotte. He's the political reporter. Steve, let's get back to COVID-19 itself. What have things been looking like as we're now into this week in July when it comes to Mecklenburg County?
Well, I think the big number that people watch here are the number of people hospitalized in the county for COVID. And it has been increasing steadily throughout June and July, not at a crazy rate. It's now about a little under 200 people and have been hospitalized for COVID. But even though it's been going up, the hospitals, the two large hospitals here, Atrium and Novant, have said kind of repeatedly they feel very confident that they can manage this. They have resumed elective surgeries, which of course is a pretty big tell because that's a lot of money for the hospitals, and that's something that you could cut if you really got into a space crunch. So you have on one hand the hospitals are saying we feel pretty comfortable with this because so many of the new cases that are being diagnosed and confirmed are younger people. They're less severe. The hospitals feel like they are much better at treating this than they were in April. So the hospitalizations are going up a little bit, but the number of people dying from COVID has not really changed compared to April. It's about 50 or so people in the county per month. And that, even though we have so many more cases, that has not changed. But again, people see that it's a big number. Mecklenburg will add 200, 250, 300 cases a day. And that really concerns a lot of people, including the people Mecklenburg commissioners, people on city council who are in charge.
And if you don't mind, Steve, for those out there that would be interested in following you online when it comes to your updates on politics and other stories that you're covering, what are some of the ways they could do so?
Well, of course, it's easy to Google Steve Harrison, WFAE. Stories will come up, and WFAE is on Facebook and Twitter, and I'm on Twitter as well. Do a Twitter search for Steve Harrison, WFAE, and that'll come up.
All right, simple enough. Steve Harrison of WFAE, as always, we appreciate your time.
Cool. Thanks, Paul.
You can also find more to the stories as a podcast on our website, wncw.org. I'm Paul Foster.